check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 65 of Two Downies Dudes for July 5th, 2015. On this episode, we're joined by Jesse Kovacs, where we talk about Maine lingo, Paul LePage, Pistol Pete, and do a doubleheader pedo wash.
Come on, dude!
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yours looks a little quiet compared to mine.
Check my levels.
Check your own levels, bro. Oh, you know what?
My headphones.
On this one right here. Yeah, dear. Yep, that one. You got it right there. Your hands on it.
All the way back. I'm not good at this. It's like a puzzle.
Don't math.
Oh, yeah. Yours was the one that was way down. There we go.
Turn me way down. Tangled up, looking like whodunit and ran.
Whodunit and ran. Yeah, we're back. Another week. Are we on? Are we live?
Oh, yeah, we're on. We're live. I don't even know what we're doing, but we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Sure.
You know what's a weird one that we're... I think a lot of the times in other places, people use frig exclusively rather than fuck. Hmm. But in Maine, it like complements it.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be a replacement. Like what the frig are you talking about instead of what the fuck are you talking about? But we'll just throw it in there like frig is its own entity in Maine. Like, I'll tell you what, that was a fucking frig.
Right.
Fucking frig.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, wait a second, isn't that a bit
fucking
redundant?
Frighead.
But they do, like, fuck. Frig is its own word.
That was a fucking fuck, is basically
yeah.
what he's saying.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a fucking frig.
Yeah.
Fucking frig.
Yeah, that was a friggin' fuck around, I'll tell you that much.
A friggin' fuck around.
Yeah, or a fucking frig.
Fucking frig around.
Uh-huh.
Fact, pal. Jeez.
You know, all kinds of shit to say until we turn on the mics.
Well, we've already said it all. Jesus, bud. What are we doing tonight anyways, bud?
Fact, pal.
I don't know. You guys were saying all kinds of good shit, so I started recording and then...
We stopped.
That's all we got.
Jeez.
Somebody fix the needle on that fucking record over there. It just keeps going.
There's one in every crowd, though. If you go out to fucking Hog Bay, hang out in some garage or something, there's five or six guys drinking, hanging around, talking. There's always one quiet guy who's just kind of like... concurring with everything everyone says,
no matter what it is.
Yeah, not saying anything, but just, and not even like part of the conversation. He's just in the background there for ambience. So one person's like, oh, yeah, I tell you, that fucking thing was amazing. And the other one's like, geez, you're fucking lucky. And someone else chimes in, and the one guy in the background's like, jeez. Yeah, jeez. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Jeez. Like he's fucking... He's got the worst case of social anxiety, and he doesn't know what else to do but stand there and use his accent. Jeez. Fuck. In his head, he's like, I don't know what this fucking Budweiser is doing to me. I tell you, fuck. Jeez.
Oh, fuck.
Huh.
The inflection changes.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, that's true. There is always
could have
that
like
one
three
guy.
Down East guys could have that conversation without saying a thing. They just stand there for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good one. I don't know. It turns into one syllable. I don't know.
I don't know.
Fact, pal. I don't know what to tell you. Fact.
Oh, shit.
What do you want me to tell you? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, we have mastered the whittling down of words into just noises.
Yeah,
we make noises. It is laziness. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not. Maybe we're just so fucking busy we ain't got time to spell it all out. We just got to make a few grunts and groans so you know what I'm saying and then get the fuck on with my day.
Call it good.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe it's the opposite of laziness. We're just too busy.
Could be. Whatever happened
just
to
do the podcast with Kovacs doing that the entire night?
Yeah.
There's no more. Whatever happened to the "you don't say" or is that right? It's just ain't that something? Fuck. Go figure.
Our communication is fucking regressing.
Yeah.
We're like making our way back to
grunts and groans.
We're just shaving out all the unnecessary crap. You know, it's all just fluff. You can pretty much get by in life only having like three or four different words, and then just use different tone to, you know.
Right. To right.
Sure.
But you know, that's the thing about too, like when you think about somebody in Down East, there's never like a you know what I mean? There's not like a happy sound.
Hmm.
You know, there's always like almost like it's a can't believe it or ain't that fucked up kind of a sound. Yeah. You know? But it's never, nobody's ever happy in Down East Maine.
It's a sad world we live in.
It is a sad world we live in.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Won the lotto today. Jeez. They're going to take all fucking sorts of taxes from you. Don't you know? Jeez. You're fucking happy about that $5 scratch off? They're going to take, fuck, pal. That was $5,000. They're going to take fucking $1,000 from you. What good is it then? Jeez. Fuck.
Of course, that's all we have. All the real, you know, old Down Easters, too, that's all they have is sad stories about things. You know, Billy's boat sunk, and Bobby fell overboard, and, you know, fucking Bubba stuck a clam hoe in his foot. It's always sad. There's never any elation around here. There's never any, like, you know, Jesus Christ, fucking Willie's doing really good. He's built a house. He's financially successful. No.
No.
I mean, he might be. I mean, that shit goes on around here, but we just don't ever hear about it. It's always a sad story. We are sad people. It's the consequences of living in the Arctic tundra, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to be happy.
Yep. We isolate for 7 or 8 months out of the year, and the only 3 months we actually come outside to communicate with one another is to talk about how horrible the fucking year has been.
Right. Like we've been trying to grow crops in the Dust Bowl.
Right. Exactly.
Like it's 1931 again. Depression is fucking full swing, and everybody's talking through their teeth and shit because they're fucking so depressed. Jesus. Fuck. How was your day? Fucking awesome. Fuck. Jesus. I had a fucking excellent day. Fuck. Jesus. What do you mean, how was my day? I don't know what to tell you. It's fucking awesome. Fuck.
Pissed right off about a good day.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Bill Burr does a bit about racism in the South. And he says, you know, when you go down there, the heat's so fucking bad. He's like, I can understand why everybody's racist. Like, I would be too. It's so fucking hot. Like, geez. I'm trying to switch from Down East Maine accent to Southern accent. Whoa. I can't even do it. I'm like, transition. Can't wrap my brain around it right now.
Tough. It's a lot of R's, rolling the R's.
Yeah, like, geez. Look at him over there with his water in his hand. He's drinking his juice. He's different from me. Different color skin. Like, you know, and it's the same thing up here. Like, you can see where racism comes from. Why there's so much hate and
because of the weather.
It's the weather when
it's
you're
too fucking cold.
Yeah,
look
too fucking cold.
Fucking
too fucking hot.
Down the street
just makes you want to hate people.
Yeah,
you know. So you just
pick a demographic and run with it.
We really do have the shit end of the stick around here. Because we got, what I said, 7 or 8 months of just shit-ass, cold, fucking bitter, dark, depressing weather. And then for the 3 months it's actually fucking nice, we get an influx of tourism that just drives us up a fucking wall.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Summer's finally here and we get to go outside and enjoy it, except for, no, the guy from Florida just cut me off and the guy from Massachusetts won't fucking speed up. And
yep.
So we really just, it's not good.
No. Take you a half hour to get from friggin' Main Street to Walmart.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Fucking no. Jesus.
I was somewhere the other day getting my truck fixed, and I ran into an old friend, and I mean it's like 75 degrees outside. Fucking high skies, full of sun, not breezy, but just warm sun. Gorgeous, fucking gorgeous day, pal. And he says to me, Jesus, fucking hot out here. I'm like, holy fuck, pal, you just lived fucking 8 months in the fucking frozen fucking tundra. Get a nice fucking day and you gotta complain about that too, pal? Fuck.
Too hot.
God, are you fucking kidding me?
We like about 55 year round would be nice.
Right.
Jeez.
That's a good weather.
I just don't know what we'd do if we didn't have anything to bitch about.
That's what I'm saying.
Every season we gotta have something.
Absolutely. We bitch in the spring, we bitch in the fall, we bitch in the summer, we bitch in the winter. And the winter just bitching goes on a lot because it's just the longest season of the year. We bitch that spring is too short.
Mud season.
Right. And the lack of mosquitoes, the cooler nights, warmer days. We bitch at that because then that's gone, then summer's here, and it's just too fucking hot. You can't do nothing because it's too hot. And then you got the tourists, and they fucking just jam up everything. And then fall comes, and all we want to do is bitch, but Jesus Christ, it's going to be a rough winter. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a rough winter. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a hard winter this year. You heard Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. You got enough wood? Hope you got enough wood. How many cords you buy?
I got 5, but I don't think it's going to be enough.
No, you need like 12 cord of wood this winter.
At least 13 probably or something, yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, I switched them fucking pellets there. I swear, I got a fucking pellet stove right now. That shit worked good, but Jesus, ain't it fucking expensive? Fuck.
Yeah, that costs way too. I can't afford that.
No. I'm going to go broke this fucking winter.
Yeah. Fuck. Well, I'm already broke. I'm already fucking broke, and it's only goddamn November. I ain't even fucking started yet, and I'm already broke.
Yeah, already filled the oil tank 6 times this fall.
Jesus Christ. I tell you what, I'm going to fucking put a lock on the thermostat. Some bitch ain't going above 50 again, I'll tell you, right now.
Yeah, I spent $12,000 on fuel last winter.
Jeez.
Holy fuck. Wait a second, how did you spend that much? You do, too. You hear people with the most ridiculous shit.
Oh, yeah.
My friggin' electricity bill is like $600 a month.
Jeez.
How is that possible?
I got a space heater. I put that space heater on.
And a spaceship, apparently. An electric spaceship. Yeah. What the fuck?
Charging enough like a Prius.
What are you just taking showers 24 hours a day?
Jeez.
Hold on.
Call it what you want. That pretty much is the definition of blackmail.
It was hypothetically speaking that if he becomes president of this school, then I may reconsider my budget for in-state education, and that school might be looked at as far as funding and taking away $500,000. But it's not blackmail. Just saying, take that job offer back, and I will make sure that you get the funding.
Happens to be black.
What?
My son happens to be black.
Yeah, if you want to talk about black males, his son happens to be black.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Governor LePage is under fire, has made national news for the fucking 100th time for things that he's said and done.
God, he's really making us look bad.
Oh, he's getting really hard to make excuses for.
You can't anymore. At this point, you cannot. There's nobody around that can legitimate, except for crazy people. Crazy people make excuses for him.
Well, right. After all this, he could say he was kind of like, well, what was it, the mayor of Toronto that was fucking crack
smoking crack. And hiring hookers.
Right.
And he stayed mayor.
Yeah.
I think they reelected him.
Yeah. They're like, all right, we'll let you, we won't try to vote you out of office if you go to rehab. He's like, all right. Goes to rehab and leaves after 2 days. Nobody knows where he is.
He disappeared for a while.
Took off.
He's okay. He's the mayor of a major metropolitan city.
His videos are just so entertaining to watch. He actually makes LePage look good.
Does.
So that's what we need to start doing then. We need to figure out a way to get the news to report on LePage and then immediately following report on the mayor of Toronto.
Right.
Somehow, some way.
Is he still the mayor of Toronto?
I believe they reelected him.
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think I remember there was an election and they reelected him.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, didn't we have a mayor in D.C. at one point that was quite a crackhead?
Oh, yeah, that was, it was a black fellow. I remember that. I don't know why it's the first thing. What was his name? Well, there was one, Jesus. Back. I don't know.
Well, anyways, there was a mayor in D.C. who was also hitting the old crack pipe.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, didn't they find like a bunch of cash like in his freezer or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, political scandals is no, you know, no, nothing new, but Maine has never been looked at all these years. Nobody's ever really paid attention to us. It's why half the country doesn't even know where we are on a fucking map.
Right.
They hear Maine and they think we're part of Canada.
Yeah.
But now, we're being looked at, just not so much in a good light.
No, not at all. He's making us look pretty bad. I mean, at first, I was kind of one of the deniers and would say like, oh, he's just whatever, you know, he's a little rough around the edges and he gets things done. But it's like, okay, he's just straight up on a rampage. Right. Doing whatever the fuck he wants. He's made it clear, like, I don't care about no laws.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, basically, he'll go around it.
Yeah.
If people try to stop him.
You're on a roll, too.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't care about them.
Who's got lung cancer now?
That's what she said.
But he's done some pretty drastic things, made some pretty terrible comments.
Yes, he absolutely has, and there's really no excuse for it anymore. So he's looking like he might get impeached, and I mean he literally blackmailed the school. And then denied that it was blackmail when it literally is exactly the definition of blackmail.
Right.
What was that, LePage?
We don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to blackmail schools, no.
The fact of the matter is, there's only so many hours in a day, so many hours in a week.
Right, to blackmail people. It's a very limited time frame you have.
Ready to punch.
Jesus.
My wife.
You're going to punch your wife because you blackmailed a school? What, did she talk you into it?
This is what I'm going to say, and I will not bring this up again.
Right. If I keep
my wife.
Your wife?
My wife.
Happens to be black.
Happens to be black. Pretty sure that's not true either.
What was it? The video that we watched was Rachel Maddow, who's a fucking miserable bitch, but she talked about a few of the things. He made the comment about somebody sticking it to the people without using any Vaseline.
Right, bending them over with no Vaseline.
Yeah. The comment about the women with little beards.
Right. The little bearded women.
What was the other one he said? He threatened to shoot someone that was like a cartoonist.
He threatened the cartoonist's son. This was actually just like a week ago.
Oh, nice.
Before he did the blackmail thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that was what was big in the news. It was a cartoon. He was at a news press conference, and the cartoonist's son, I believe it was, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it was the cartoonist's son, who's a reporter, asked him what he thought about his father's cartoon. And he jokingly said, I mean, you know, I'd like to fucking shoot him. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't like he was legitimately going to shoot the guy. It's not like he, you know, angrily said, I'm going to shoot that motherfucker.
Right.
And he was just like, I'd like to shoot him for that shit or something.
Right.
But you can't say that when you're governor.
No, just like threatening to blow up the Portland Press Herald. Like, threatening to blow up a major freaking media outlet. Come on, man.
He's threatening acts of terrorism.
Seriously.
And he's the governor of the fucking state. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, if anybody listening can make up any excuses, like, oh, I'd be interested to hear, to hear
absolutely
somebody other than...
Defend him. Yeah. Somebody defend him.
I actually saw a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, kind of do it on Facebook today. And he's one of the few diehards that's left defending him. So I'll give him that. But basically the only thing that people have left to say is like, well, he gets things done. You know, right. he just does his, you know, he's got some balls, you know, he's got balls. That's like the major argument. And it's like, well, we also want somebody with some tact, like
right.
somebody that can reach across the aisle, somebody that can get things done in the right way, because Hitler could get things done too.
Right.
I mean, you want to talk about getting things done.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking judge, jury, and executioner.
He got some shit done.
Really what we want?
Not so much, no.
No, like there is a political process for
a reason.
Do you
think that's what all the Germans were saying as Hitler was fucking
yeah.
murdering
and killing?
Yeah,
he's a little rough around the edges, you know, he's got the whole anti-Jew thing, but he gets things done.
Right,
you know,
he gets
like,
shit accomplished.
When it comes down to it, he'll enact new policies, whether we like it or not.
Right. You and better not speak kinda, out against it either.
Yeah, and I hate when people do that. They compare any modern day politician to Hitler, but
it's like defending
it's the
a
most
disease.
Extreme,
like
case.
Like polio. Well, it kept kids off the streets. So.
Jeez, too soon.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Sorry, that was just fucking hilarious.
That is beautiful.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Hey, I got a little change of subject here, but I got Pistol Pete's theme song here on my phone. You guys want to hear it?
Really?
Yeah.
We can take a little quick change of direction for a second if we hear Pistol Pete's theme song.
It's Pistol Pete's theme song. Listen up.
He is a cop and he's learning impaired. He's a retarded policeman.
That's me.
Oh my god.
I might have to take that out and save it for a bonus episode. Jesus Christ.
That is solid gold.
Did it say Pete is a cop? Or did it say he is a cop?
I'd like to think it says Pete is a cop.
Because that sounded like Pete is a cop.
Kind of did.
See it again.
Yeah.
He is a cop, and he's learning impaired. He's a retarded policeman.
That's me.
Jesus Christ. That's
that
fucking
song.
Beautiful.
You have to leave that in.
Huh?
Oh, you got to leave that in.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? I've got a video. I've decided I'm going to put it up. I've kind of tossed it back and forth because he basically threatened to find me if it ended up going on the internet. But I was sitting next door at Flexit one day on the patio just having a shake or whatever, and I see Pete walk up to this woman who was walking her dog. She had this little dog. So Pete goes up and he just like, you know, bends right down, hands in the dog's face, you know, just goes to like pet it, grab it, whatever, you know, being a little rough. And the woman like tried to warn him, get him away, because it wasn't really a friendly dog. The dog did not want to be pet. So she's like, Pete, you need to step back. Pete, he doesn't want to be pet right now. Like, step back, Pete. So he just kind of like stepped back, gave her a dirty look, and she walked up around the corner here. I watch him like kind of trail behind her a bit, walk to the corner, kind of looks down to make sure that she was back to him, and friggin' gives her the old flips of the old bird.
Oh, man.
Which is bird's move.
Right.
But sure. I think Pete was trying it on for size, so he walked back over and walked by me and saw me, and I just kind of like nodded towards him and smiled a little bit. He knew that I saw it all go down. So he came and like sat down next to me for a minute at the table while I was having my shake, and he goes, "You know what we do with people like that? We flip them the bird." I was like, "Yeah, I noticed that." So then he gave me a little lesson on how to how to flip people off. So,
oh, yeah?
Wow. Yeah. I got the video
of his bird flipping techniques.
Yeah, so we'll put it up on our YouTube channel for people to watch.
That could get him impeached. That is conduct not becoming of an officer of the law.
Ooh,
this is true, even if it is an imaginary officer of the law.
Yeah.
Well.
Yep. Call for impeachment.
Call for impeachment. Sheriff Pete.
Yeah, so he's probably going to track me down and, I don't know, put me under citizen's arrest for obstruction of justice or something.
Yeah, but I'm going to come find you. What's he going to do? I found you!
Tag, you're
it. What now? Wait till I can't know where you is anymore. I'll find you again! I found you! Just going to stand here and look at you all fucking half cock-eyed.
I'll be playing just an extended game of tag with Pete.
Months later.
There's no element of surprise with him, though. He's not quick enough. So he kind of just comes into sight, you know, your plane of sight, and then, like, half-assedly jumps out like, I found you! But you knew all along, you saw him getting geared up, postured up to jump out like, surprise!
Right.
So it wasn't really a surprise.
No.
So you knew that he found you before he tells you.
Right. Found him. Yeah. Well, Pete, you're not very good at hide and go seek. I just step out from around the corner. I know you're there. I can see the end of your little red wagon.
Oh, the red flyer.
Oh, jeez.
Radio flyer, jeez, sorry.
Radio flyer.
Oh. Well, we kind of got off track of LePage.
Yeah. I'd say we impeach LePage and appoint Pistol Pete.
As governor.
As governor.
I second that.
He'd do a better job, I think.
Probably.
He'd get shit done.
That's
he
true.
Would. He would.
Pete get shit
Every
done.
Every window in the fucking state of Maine would be squeaky clean.
I was just thinking
you
the same
bet
thing.
That.
That's right.
This is true. Crosswalk etiquette would be obeyed by everyone.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he may not be big on big picture stuff, but parking, clean windows, doors being locked at night.
Right, security.
Attention to detail, you know.
That's right. That's what makes a clean, happy, quaint town.
Yeah.
We could have that all over the state.
Just apply it statewide.
You know, I've heard that Pete was involved in some racketeering.
Here we go.
In fact,
Pete legends.
He would voluntarily wash windows of certain businesses and then demand money for his services when there was no contract of agreement in his employment.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
I've actually witnessed that happening. I've been working downtown at a local business when he'll walk in and, you know, say like, $20 or whatever. They'd be like, Pete, I didn't ask you to wash the windows again. You know, you did this last week. I think you just washed them a couple days ago, and I told you then I didn't want you to do it. So he is. He's like a mafia boss. And then he won't leave. Like, he'll stay there until you give him money or something to make him go away.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of breaking your kneecaps, he'll just stand in your place of business, and which will people won't go in there, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to go in a place where I see Pistol Pete stand by the entry just standing there.
I will.
They're going to be like, eh. I'll think twice about it. How about that? I'll probably go in there, but I'll think twice. I'll hesitate and, yeah.
You just have to be prepared to be spit on.
Right. Not purposely.
No.
We're not saying Pete
just
spits on
people. Just
like
a nervous tick.
Right.
Where he just spits on you.
Well, he talks, and sometimes when he talks, he tends to spittle a little.
When he's delivering the news, sometimes he delivers the weather as well.
Right.
So he doesn't spray
Good old Pete.
Yeah, we love Pete.
God love him. I think it's, you know, I mean, I don't know. Why don't all the businesses in Main Street just pay him fucking $10 a week to wash the window? He'd wash them day and night, and he'll do it for cheap.
Yeah.
Just give him $10 a week, for Christ's sakes, and let him wash your freaking windows.
Way.
I mean, cut the guy a little slack here. Let's give him a break.
Yeah.
He's got one thing he does in this world, and it's window washing.
Right.
And listen to the scanner.
And listen to the scanner and show up at any roadside accident or fire or any other tragedy that might be happening in the town of Ellsworth.
Right.
If he can get there within a reasonable amount of time.
As long as it's in Hobble's distance.
Exactly. Jesus Christ. You're going to make us look bad here, Jesse.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
The views expressed by Jesse from down in Virginia are the views of two Down East dudes.
We got two Down East dudes and one Southern Belle today. You are a Southern Belle. You're a sweet little thing.
I do declare. That's all I could do for my Southern.
That's your Southern.
I do declare.
How many years you been there?
5.5 years.
5.5, and that's all you got. I do declare.
He said five. Did you hear that? 5.5 years.
Yeah, 5.5 years.
5.5 years.
You can take the boy out of Maine, but you can't take the Maine out of the boy.
That's right. As you know, I spent the weekend in Stonington.
You did?
And it's funny because Stonington is a weird place. It's a strange culture there. Because
it's a mix.
Yeah, there's basically two types of people. There are the hardcore fishermen, and you want to talk about an
redneck
accent.
Redneck Down Easters.
Yeah, they don't have a Down East accent. They almost have a borderline Southern accent. The Stonington, Deer Isle Stonington accent has kind of evolved into its own thing, and I can't even do it. Maybe we can get somebody on here that can do it, or maybe we can get somebody from down there.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like what it sounds like on the other side of the bridge. Well,
no.
The Sullivan Bridge, to clarify.
Right.
But I found that for me, you know, I'm kind of a hybrid. I'm not that much of a Down Easter. I'm kind of a fraud. So, you know, I can switch back and forth, and I call it the white guy effect. You know how you get any white guy and put him in the room with a black guy, and it could be just your, like, you know, some standard businessman, Wall Street guy. But if his skin is black, automatically a white guy just goes into a mode where he feels like he needs to use, like, jive talk.
Sure.
Talking to him.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, I heard that. Like, oh, why am I saying this? Like, I don't even know why I'm talking like this
now. That's everywhere. Like, how you doing, bud? Turns into, what's up, playa?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right. I don't even know why that just came out of me. Like, I've never said that before in my life, but... Yeah, I found myself doing the same thing down in Stonington.
Really?
We'd go into the different shops, and basically the two types of people are the local hardcore fishermen and the artists.
Mm. Right.
That are all transplants. They're from New Jersey. And I talked to quite a few of them, and a lot of people from New York, New Jersey, as far as Los Angeles, they come here and open art galleries. So you could go to one business, and you're talking to the guy at the counter who's like, geez, yeah, we got some freaking things over here. It's on sale, freaking 20% off. What good deal today? And then you go to the next place. It's like, yeah, this is a nice watercolor set on a all organic canvas. It's a beautiful picture of the harbor.
Harbor.
With some lobster traps.
Well,
in there.
But the thing is that you're not going to walk into any art gallery anywhere.
And here,
Jesus, bud, tell you what, I got that fucking Van Gogh over there. That's one hell of a freaking painting.
Yeah. Wicked, nice sculpture.
You ever see Picasso's fucking dark stuff?
Fuck.
Picasso, he was a hell of a good painter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that friggin' ear, though. Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Cut the son of a bitch right off.
Oh
my God. Yeah. How you even do that?
Yeah.
I mean, how you even do that? Jesus.
Yeah.
I won't tell you.
But I found myself with the white guy effect. I'd go into that one shop with the Down East guy at the counter. I'd be like, yeah, that's a freaking wicked good deal. And then the next place would be like, oh, that is a beautiful painting.
Right.
That is very nice.
Now, I'm similar in the respect that my accent comes out thicker in places like Stonington in the summer, or Bar Harbor in the summer, or Northeast, or you name the tourist destination. When I go there, like I was in Stonington, you might have noticed when we was at the restaurant eating when I came down to see you on Sunday. My accent got a tad thick.
Yeah.
Right? I need to let everybody know I'm from here. You know,
that's true.
I want people to know I belong. Yeah. I'm not one of those people sitting behind me with that thick Southern accent or that New Yorker accent. I'm one of you, so treat me as such. You're going to get treated a little bit better. And it's a pride thing for me. But see, the difference between me is if I went into an art gallery, which everybody here knows I would never do that, but if I did, I'd still keep the accent.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't change for me. It would stay.
That's true.
Yeah. But
it might
you know,
even get thicker.
It does. And when I, like, if I'm in Bar Harbor,
I'm going to be in Bahaba. Right. I'm going to be in Bahaba, and I'm going to let everybody around me know, whether you're a local, whether you're a tourist, that I am from here, period. Don't confuse me for a fucking tourist, because I ain't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just the way I roll. I don't want anybody to ever confuse me for an out-of-stater.
Right. Yeah, I was doing a bit of that, especially in the local shops, the gas stations, the restaurants, just making it clear. Because you do, you kind of build that bond, and you get treated differently than every other freaking tourist coming and going.
It's kind of like a tuxedo t-shirt effect. Like, you're letting them know that you can be formal, but you're also here to party.
All right, well, I think at this point, we should lead into a little leftovers. We're gonna eat some leftovers.
We are
tonight.
Get your fat ass we had back Jen here. Don't you and Kovacs mouth off on to me, or I'm gonna slap week, you right in your penis.
And we just had such a fucking blast. We probably could have gone all night.
I think we could have, yeah.
But we ended up doing a doubleheader petawatch that didn't make it into last week's show. So we're gonna lead into that right now.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Oh, speaking of Shart Week.
Shart Week.
I think that just happened on my leather couch. It's a fucking tan-colored couch. That's not good.
And everyone in here is wearing fucking khakis. Well, those are more like Carhartts a little bit, but
they're
a little better if you did shart your
pants.
It's
a safe bet. We wouldn't know.
Not so much these.
Or those.
Right.
No, mine are really light-colored. All right, so...
You got a little pedo watch, don't you?
I do. Actually, it's going to be... Jen's going to help me out with this one, a joint pedo watch. First one came up. A friend of mine posted on Facebook about this guy, saying that he had been spotted around the Ellsworth school grounds after hours and on lunch breaks, like watching the children.
Did you find the original post?
I didn't. I haven't been able to find it. The person that originally posted it, I believe, must have taken it down because I can't find it through that person's Facebook. But it's we're going to have to say it out loud because he has been convicted at least of something, and it is well known.
Well, his name was in the paper, so we can say his name all day long.
So, Nicholas Pike is the pedophile, and he's been spotted in the school after hours. Yeah, it's another one of those ones that you'll just be blown away.
First, he was spotted in the parking lot, and, like, from what I read, and I talked to an Ellsworth police officer, one of the officers saw him and, like, one of the teachers out at recess saw him while the kids were out at recess, saw him in his car sitting there. The teacher went over to say, hey, you know, can I help you? And he drove away.
Well, that's
so then,
suspicious.
You know, I'm not sure how much
he was like, no, I'm all
that.
Done. You can't help me.
So then, again, they did the same thing, went up to him. He was like, oh, I'm just having my lunch. No problem. I'll leave. They shoot him away. There were two separate occasions where they also caught him inside the school.
In the school.
So that is when this woman, who is a friend of Robbie's, or a mutual friend of Robbie's, posted this link and said, hey, you know, this guy's been caught in the school, he's a pedophile, blah, 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 blah. You know, we're letting everybody know. So everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, but there was no proof.
Right.
You know, this was just kind of word of mouth. This woman posted this to the site. She posted it to her Facebook page, made it public so everyone started sharing it.
Okay.
You know, it started out as a witch hunt for people that didn't know.
Right.
So I saw the article and I said, boy, wouldn't it be a shame if this was not true and the guy fucking killed himself. Let's wait till we get all the facts. Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong. When you're a pedophile, you're a pedophile. And I hate you. But I wasn't going to share the article until I had the facts.
Because you're a rational human being.
Right.
Right.
And I have had friends that have committed suicide, and wouldn't these people feel like fucking assholes if this guy offed himself because of all these, if they were lies, who knows, right?
Right.
Mm. Well, they came out with some documents. Robbie, do you have the documents?
Oh.
I have one. I'm looking for the superintendent's statement.
I've got it. I think I've got it in my email too.
I think I have it on my phone somewhere too.
Let me see if I can find it.
I do have the arraignment documents for Nicholas Pike, which was for visual sexual aggression against a minor.
And this was when?
Here, let me read the article. So an article, once parents started flipping out and posting these things and demanding answers, calling the school, the superintendent posted an article. Dear parents, this message is intended to address information posted on Facebook regarding an individual who is observed on or near the school grounds who visited EMS after school dismissal time. In one Facebook post by a parent, it was reported this individual had exposed himself to children at the playground and tried to enter the school. This information is not accurate. Following is a description of the events. On May 20th, school staff on recess duty noticed an individual in a vehicle near the school playground and immediately alerted school administration. Before they were able to get to the vehicle, it drove away. During the following recess, staff on duty noticed the same vehicle parked near the track and alerted administration. On this occurrence, administrators were able to reach the vehicle and speak to the individual. The individual was eating lunch. Administrators advised the individual to leave school grounds and notify the police department, who ultimately issued a non-trespass order to this individual. It's important to note this individual has not been charged with any crimes or inappropriate actions against any of our students, nor for any activity on school grounds. I commend EEMS school staff and administration for their handling of the situation. I also expressed appreciation to our police department for their prompt response. During a meeting with the EMS staff, school administration learned the same individual who is a former student had in previous weeks been in the school after student dismissal time on two occasions. In each instance, school staff either spoke with the individual directly or notified administration that of the person's presence in the building. In both instances, the individual left the building. We have had no reports of any interaction with this individual had with students or inappropriate behavior in front of any of our students. Again, I commend school staff, administration, da-da-da-da-da. If you have any questions, please contact me. So this letter was issued to parents on May 30th. I can't recall the date, but it wasn't very long after that this was posted, that was sent to all the parents. All the parents got a phone call. It's like an automated emergency system. It's,
right.
The call said, please check your emails for an important letter from the superintendent. So that's why I checked.
So he was like, hey guys, my bad.
So then another local man, this is June 1st, posted arraignment documents that he went to the court and got because of this guy. This guy, the date on this arraignment was May 28th.
I see. Wait. So the arraignment was May 28th?
They arraigned this guy. Basically, what happened was, is last summer, he got caught doing some nasty fucking shit. Whatever had happened, the grand jury hadn't been out, whatever. They hadn't indicted him yet, but, everybody knew about this guy and that he was a creep. But he hadn't been charged, so the police department really couldn't do anything, but they knew what was up, so they nipped it in the bud. But they couldn't really say anything because he hadn't really been charged.
Right.
So, May 28th, they got their fucking act together, and they charged this guy.
Officially been charged. Now.
Yes. On or about August 2nd, 2014, in Ellsworth, Hancock County, Maine, Nicholas David Pike, by means of telephone or electronic communication device, did make any comment, request, suggest, or proposal, which was, in fact, offensively coarse or obscene without the consent of blank. On or about August 2nd, same date, Nicholas Pike, having in fact attained age of 18, and for the purpose of arousing or gratifying sexual desire, or for the purpose of causing affront or alarm, did expose his genitals to blank, or cause blank to expose his genitals to Nicholas David Pike, and blank did not, or is not Nicholas David Pike's spouse and had not attained the age of 14 years of age.
Okay.
So was he sexting, you think? Do you think he was sending dick pics?
He was just live.
And it sounds like maybe he was doing more than just that, getting the kid to do whatever.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm assuming blank is...
Blank is the kid.
Right.
The kid's name, but they blacked it out.
So that's fucked. So this guy slips through the pedophile fucking cracks somehow. So he's not a registered pedophile.
He's allowed to be on school property, basically.
And he's wandering around a grammar school, having lunch over by the playground or whatever, and then caught, like, legitimately your email said that he was actually in the school.
Right, but let's back this fucking pedo van up real quick. Anytime I've been in trouble, machine. I'm not going to lie, I've been in trouble, right. I've been charged, I'm sure, you know, there's...
Plead the fifth.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. anytime I got in trouble, the cops were A, fucking cuffing me, B, fucking stuffing me, and C, writing me a summons.
Right.
That's so true.
And he got written a summons for cuffing and stuffing.
He was stuffing his cuffing.
John King.
Ouch, cuffing his stuffing.
Sorry.
But he didn't. So he was caught doing some nasty fucking pedo shit, yeah, with a little kid under the age of fucking 14.
Right.
And he didn't get a summons till almost a year later.
Yeah,
like, they couldn't even give him a little ticket and be like, you know what, we're going to let the grand jury sort this out, but I'm going to give you a ticket for being a fucking pervert.
So people
know. We'll let it work itself out, even if the grand jury was out. When the grand jury went out on me, I still had a ticket. They just indicted me later.
Right.
Well, so, what the fuck?
Is it possible that maybe this kid was like, their kids or whatever were afraid to come forward, so it took place, but like, it wasn't until recently that this kid was like, oh my God, I'm fucking really fucking shook up now, and Mom, Dad, I got something to say to this kid that the superintendent's emailing people about. He fucked with me last summer.
No.
No?
Okay. No, because they started, basically the timeline of events was, this happened, this guy started fucking showing up at the school, parents started flipping out, the superintendent posted a thing. In between is when they, after the appearances started happening, is when he got indicted. This says, it's a unified criminal court complaint. Count one, harassment by telephone or electronic device. Count two, visual sexual aggression against a child.
Visual sexual aggression, meaning in person.
So it's not, I guess, not touching yet, right? Visual,
right. Yeah, right.
Would be,
but that's
exposing
the key word,
yourself,
is
playing
yet
with yourself, right?
But it sounds a year later, he's going back, like, I'm going to push the envelope a little bit more. I'm going to try to go a little bit further. Maybe I'll grab one of these kids. Maybe I'll take off real quick.
We
take drug dealers and we put them in fucking prison for literally half of, if not all of their
if
life.
If he had got caught with drugs, he would have been arrested and thrown in jail.
That day. Yeah. And there'd have been a fucking court summons.
Rubbing his
and
dick
a
in front of a little kid.
Right.
And they let him go.
Right. Yeah,
probably because he was a good kid. You know, he got good grades in school. He never got in trouble in school. Yeah. He's, you know, and people may know this guy. He's pretty identifiable, this young guy, because he previously bagged groceries at Hannaford.
Yep.
And I would see him there all the time, almost every day when I'd go there to grab a lunch. And he's got really bad acne, wears glasses.
Right.
This kid?
He's not bald.
Yeah.
No, he's not bald.
No, he isn't, is he?
Wow, that's an anomaly.
Mind blown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, did you say he has glasses?
Yes.
Full head of hair. Is he tall?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
There are exceptions to the rule.
Does he have a good-sized schnoz going? No?
He identifies as being bald and short.
Oh, yeah.
That's legit. That's legit.
Full circle. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Jen.
Nothing to say after that one.
Yes, we already talked about that. So, yeah, you know, Gil had actually told me that they were keeping a very close eye on him, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
watching him, watching others.
How does he fucking? Was a close they don't eye ticket too. Him, and then he just starts showing up at the school.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
I mean,
really?
Even if like let's say what Jesse said, maybe the kid didn't come forward, maybe there wasn't substantial evidence. Whatever. There's a million reasons why this might not have gone for or could have taken a year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be watching the guy? Wouldn't they be like, okay, let's keep an eye on this dude. Let's find out what his daily habits are. Let's see where he has lunch every day. Let's make sure it's not at a fucking playground at a grammar school.
You could take that a bit further. It could be like the scenario with like a drug dealer. Like, they know for certain this guy's selling drugs, but they want to wait till they can catch him in the act. They
want him hang himself.
So they're just waiting till he grabs that little PP. And
I
then
suppose.
Now we're going to
traumatizes the kid for fucking life.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, you can bust the drug dealer and the guy he sold the drugs to right after the deal goes down, and the drugs can just be confiscated and never abused.
But once he's that, this guy is gone the distance, that poor child is now traumatized forever for the rest of his life.
The drug buyer is not going to have to be in therapy for the rest of his life.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah. Just rehab for a while.
Just rehab. Yeah. That's fine.
But yeah, it's fucked up, and we've said it before on our podcast that it's the fucking laws for child whatever, you know, pedophiles basically of all varying degrees are fucking, they're too lax. They're far too lax. They need to be way more stringent with these laws.
Well, like I was telling you about in Virginia Beach, I think we were off. We weren't on. We weren't recording.
No, we weren't
talking about that in Virginia Beach. Every year, on the morning of October 31st, Halloween, anybody who is a sex offender, if you're in the sex offender registry, you have to turn yourself in to the city jail, and they keep you in there for 24 hours.
That's a beautiful idea.
It's awesome.
And then you move into a neighborhood, and I really want to say it's like 500 yards. Once you move into a residence, you have to knock on the door of every house within 500 yards and tell the people there that you are a convicted sex offender and you just moved into such and such address.
That's
and
fucking awesome.
And you would like to be castrated.
Yes. Yes. All right.
I'm a dirty, nasty motherfucker, scum of the earth. Here I am. Kick me in the balls, please. Please. That's what you should do. Have to go door to door and get fucking kicked in the balls by the man and the woman of the house.
Yeah. Well, we can make this a joint pedo watch.
A double header?
Yeah, double header, because we've also got another guy I wanted to call out.
Did you just have to go find a bald guy? Is that what you went and did here?
Oh, son of a bitch. No, you're going to make my point here. I didn't really think of that, but now that
you got another full head of hair, man.
No, he's pretty sure he's
the kid did have kind of a bowl cut. I mean, I think that's in the same. No, maybe not.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Hey, is that guy from Pedo from Hannaford? Is he? I've never. I might have run into him, but he's just not placed. I'm not placing him. Is he slow?
Yeah, he has a really strong.
What do you mean
lisp.
Slow? Like he's not a speedy like grocery
Jason?
Bagger? Or?
Is he like Jason?
He's slow, but he identifies as a genius.
Oh.
All right, so I found the picture. Now we're not going to mention the name of the. The poor victim here, even though she is technically of age, she's technically 18.
Yeah, but let's not.
This gentleman commented on her fucking senior prom picture.
Yeah.
And this guy is, I believe, in his 40s.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
The guy's name is Mike Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we post some of the pictures that he in his profile? Because he friended me.
We probably should. This guy is
his profile pic. All I see is a flexing bicep.
That's all you need to see.
Oh my lord!
Oh yeah, here's the one. Hey, we got an upside down picture. Hold on, you wanna? What does he look like, Eric? To anyone?
Yeah, you know he's purposely bald though. I just want to point that out. It ain't like he just like male
that's
pattern
like,
baldness. Like
no,
I'm
that's
rocking.
Like white power.
Right, white exactly.
Power.
White power.
I mean, look at him.
From
he's
the
doing,
stubble, it actually looks like he has a full
curls.
Head of hair.
He's doing barbell curls in the midst of a pile of junk outside of his trailer with a shaved head and tattoo.
He put the weights out there for Kerbler. He's like, wait, I changed my mind. Hold on.
He's got the worst fucking form.
Oh, yeah, he's leaning way back, using the whole body to get into it.
I do want to point out the stubble on his head. I just have to make this clear. The stubble on his head would indicate a full head of hair.
You see the lampshade?
Yeah.
No, he's wearing a lampshade.
We don't see the middle of his head, though. We don't see the...
I can. I can see where the peak is right there. I can spot it. I know hair.
Trust me, I know hair.
This is a good picture for a dating profile right there. He doesn't look like he's going to rape anybody.
No.
So
that's actually a picture of him raping someone, and she's trying to snap a pic of him. He's got like a lampshade going on in this picture.
And face paint, like he's a Shogun warrior.
Yep. Yep.
Well, he commented on a prom picture. Belonging to a young lady that we all know, that's a friend of ours' daughter.
Good
really?
Girl.
I don't. Oh Jesus.
Yeah, and so he started commenting on this picture and saying some really nasty things, just saying that she looks sexy, and this guy's in his fucking like 40s, probably late 30s at best.
I think he is in his early 40s.
Early 40s, yeah. And he even comments on here that he's got kids that are in their 20s.
Right.
What?
And here he is commenting on a girl that just recently turned 18. Not only is he commenting about her being sexy and getting, like, making nasty comments towards her, but when her friends start chiming in and being like, what the fuck, creepy old dude, he starts threatening them.
Right.
He's, like, threatening high school kids. Because like, he's like, I'm a fucking MMA fighter, right? Blah, blah, blah.
You don't know what the inside of the cage is like.
Yeah, and he's another, he's probably on
Define
that.
Cage.
Oh, wow. He's probably on that friggin' Facebook dating group because his grammar I don't even look like that anymore since doing MMA techniques and workout after and before work. I even do workouts at midnight. My Muay Thai nad... It's supposed to say and.
My kickboxing testicles.
Nad ground grappling.
Nad ground grappling.
Yeah, it's a relatively new form of martial arts. Right. Yeah.
Nad ground grappling.
You just lay down and grab each other's nads.
That's so not okay. It's so not okay for wait till a girl turns 18 and then be like, hey, that photo of you, those are some sexy pull ups you had on.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
What, like.
Yeah.
Boy, doesn't I've been looking at you for a long time.
It doesn't take away from the pedophilia.
It does not negate.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, one of her friends, another female, commented and was like, wow, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you're
good.
Just some creepy, you know, overweight old guy. And he said, yeah, if you see my abs and how cut I am, you'd be texting me. MMA, bye, and take care.
Right. MMA, bye, and take care.
Yeah. Girls do it to me all the time. If a guy does it, it's creepy. Stay classy, ladies. I highly doubt that 18-year-old girls are making creepy comments.
No,
to
what he's saying is that girls do it to him all the time. So he's 40. So that he what he's saying is he gets 90-year-old women hitting on him all the time, and so nobody says anything about that.
Right, right.
But why all of a sudden now it's a big deal because he's hitting on an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah. Age is nothing but a number.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah, so people
but when you
just
literally wait until like
bashing.
The day after a young lady turns 18,
I think it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if she was 17, he still would have.
Oh yeah,
yeah, wouldn't have given a shit.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He's not smart enough to look at birthdays.
Yeah, that's or understand numbers.
Maybe he knows from experience to wait to like hold it all in until the day turns 18, and then it's like fair game. Like I can say anything I want now because she's an adult.
Right.
He's been beating off to her photos for a long time. Yeah, right. So today,
years of this built up. Yeah.
He's got every day of all of his Facebook friends marked on the calendar for when they
turn
18.
And you get a guy like this, and you almost feel like, is he a sick fucking twisted pedophile, or is he just a fucking straight dumbass? Just a total fucking dumbass.
I vote.
Or a little of both.
I think both.
A little of both.
I think the sum of both in there. Because he starts spouting off after this. Because basically some kids kind of tear him a new one and make fun of him.
And when we say kids, we're talking kids.
High school kids.
He got owned by a bunch of high school girls.
Yeah. And he continues to interact with them and say, you know, a warrior has 8 mixed martial arts. There's 100 fighters, but 80 don't even belong there. 9 are fighters, world ranked, and then there's 1. I'm the one who's brings gold back and them back again to fight again.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not fuck with this guy.
Wow.
Because whatever he just said sounds serious.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what
if
it means.
If someone said that to me face to face, I would about face and fucking leave. I would 180 out of that bitch.
Yeah, and then he tries one more time to like kind of play it off. I just thought she was sexy. That's all, bye and take care.
I just wanted to say she was sexy when she was 17.
Yeah.
I mean,
but then he continues. Right. He says that's it, but then continues to keep going because, you know, people are laughing at him. This one kid, Keith, just said ha 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 like a million times. He said, Keith, that's how I felt when I dug 2,000 sandworms and you hand like 300. I knew you was a kid.
What?
Yeah. I tried to teach you to be the man even when I got you a job muscling on a boat and they said, Mohawk, can he do it? I said yes, and then for a week you were a punk-ass little kid. And then his next comment, right. Navy SEALs, .. MMA.
Just, what?
Nobody even commented after his comment about whatever the fucking muscle boat and the punk-ass little kid. Nobody even commented. He just randomly threw out Navy SEALs, .. MMA. And then a quote after that in a separate comment.
A quote. Oh.
The only easy day was yesterday. Dot dot dot.
But did he credit the quote?
Nope.
Oh no.
Just the only easy day was yesterday.
No, he coined it. You don't have to credit yourself when it's your quote.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
So.
I see.
Yeah. Then again, he.
I wish he had said the only easy day was tomorrow.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks, Jock. Just like that too. If I could hear him say it,
it was tomorrow.
Yeah. Then he goes on. Just nobody's even interacting with him at this point. He just keeps posting stuff. Thou is a wrathful Lord God of combat. Thou shall lead from thou front, never thou rear. Thou's shall keep it simple, stupid.
The Lord said that's in the Bible.
Yeah, thou's shall keep it simple, stupid. Thou shall exerciseth in drills, thou bleedeth in combat. Thou shall win at all costs, there are no rules. Ten Commandments, Navy SEAL scars.
Oh my God!
How the fuck
did I miss that part? With the
so on top of being a sick fuck, dumb fuck, he's a crazy fuck.
Hey, what's this guy's name again?
Mike Kennedy.
Oh,
so be on the lookout, you punk ass wear bitches.
Yeah, fucking Navy SEAL scars.
Yeah,
digging
dirt worms.
MMA.
Clam worm and something.
Muscle boat mohawk combat death bleed. So,
well, that's it for this week.
That's all we got.
That is, but we want to say goodbye to Jesse.
Sure.
This is 2 weeks in a row you've been on our podcast. That's pretty fucking impressive. He was like the guest that never left. We invited him over for the podcast,
and he's just been
a week later when we're doing it again. He's still here.
Yeah. I came back after being in Stonington all weekend, and he's just sitting on the couch with a mic in his fucking hand.
Waiting for the next podcast.
Yeah. Sure. Ready to go.
But you will be leaving. You'll be leaving before the next podcast.
Yes.
So we won't be seeing you probably for a while.
No, sir.
Going back to Virginia. But it was good to have you on.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all we got this week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.2downeastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!